Unit 7. Listening. Activity 7.
Today we turn to Shangri-La, a synonym for an earthly paradise, used all over the world as a name for hotels, restaurants and holiday homes. But the name actually comes from a famous novel called Lost Horizon by James Hilton, which was published in the 1930s. Why do you think this book became so popular, Olivia?
It's surprising, really, because when it was published in 1933, Tibet, where the book was set, was a remote and insular place. It was also a very beautiful place, as people saw when the film based on it came out some years later. In my view, because the 1930s were a hard time, people were keen to forget their troubles and only too happy to read a fantasy about somewhere that was both peaceful and spiritual.
But why do people these days still relate to the novel?
Good question. It's a good story, of course. You know, a plane crashes into mountains in an isolated area and the survivors are taken to a tranquil and idyllic place. I suspect, though, that what makes it a classic novel is its timeless theme of how you deal with potential alternative paths in life. Are you tempted to stay in paradise, or do you go back to the life you know? The people rescued from the plane all came to different decisions about this, as you know, which caused conflict amongst the two brothers.
In what way were the people who lived in Shangri-La unusual?
The author describes how there was little interest in material wealth in Shangri-La, the emphasis being on simplicity and a slow pace of living. Perhaps this accounts for why the inhabitants there, amazingly, lived for centuries, only showing any physical signs of age when they got to around 100. The monastery in Shangri-La also had a magnificent library containing the world's greatest works of literature, a place which contained all the wisdom of humanity, although it is unclear how many people made use of this facility.
You were obviously very interested in the author, James Hilton.
Yes. I read a lot about him and found his life very interesting. He'd been inspired by articles published in National Geographic magazine during the 1920s by early travellers to Tibet, and this provided fascinating, detailed descriptions of the scenery and the Buddhist way of life there. Hilton himself actually travelled no further than the British Library in London to research the location of Lost Horizon, but many, many people have since travelled to the region to try and find Shangri-La and to discover more about Buddhism.
Aren't there similarities between the story of Shangri-La and the Tibetan legend of Shambhala?
Indeed. Shambhala was also a kingdom cut off from the outside world, where the people also lived in peace and harmony, and which was also dominated by a magnificent white mountain. But I don't think these parallels are accidental, or show that Hilton couldn't come up with anything new. It simply illustrates the strength of the appeal that the culture had for him, and his desire to show how a perfect society should be run.
Why is the county of Zhongdian now known as Shangri-La?
It changed its name in 2002 for marketing reasons, even though Shangri-La was not actually based on one single place. Investment in the tourist industry provides a better living for the inhabitants of Zhongdian and means they're no longer so reliant on the tea trade for survival. Thousands of tourists visit every year to see the monastery, which they believe, rightly or wrongly, could have been the inspiration for Hilton's monastery in Shangri-La.
How do visitors react when they visit the modern-day Shangri-La?
Inevitably, visitors to modern-day Shangri-La often find it doesn't live up to their expectations. After all, although it's a fictional place, people have an idea in their mind of what it will be like, and if it isn't exactly as the writer described it, they often find it a bit of a letdown. For one thing, there's no White Mountain, although nobody could deny the countryside is absolutely breathtaking. Finally, I'm afraid you're more likely to meet a group of tourists than anyone over the age of 100.